Do we have anybody else in the audience wishing to participate? Okay, we'll move on to item 9, approval of board minutes from the regular meeting, February 8th, 2016.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Claes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Saganich. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Abstain.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
4 yes, 1 abstention.
Motion carried. Move on to item 10, approval of the board minutes from the special meeting, February 22nd, 2016.
So moved.
Motion made by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion? I had one item I know that I talked to Mr. Rossett about was with the minutes from this meeting to maybe include the PowerPoint presentation so that if people did go online and look to see, you know, what did we discuss during that work session, that there would at least be a general outline. Yeah, which is, I thought was important. That way people can, obviously they still have access to the audio recording, but if they want something a little bit quicker, they can look at the PowerPoint and see all the things that we discussed. So thank you. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to item 11, old business. Any old business to bring for the board? Then we'll move on to 12, new business. Finance Committee, Mr. Hannon?
We did not have a Finance Committee meeting. We deferred to our work session where everybody was involved. And it was an outstanding meeting. I think it was an hour and a half. A lot of information. Mr. Johnson brought us up with stuff. And I think from now on, that's what we're going to be doing, have regular work sessions to, I guess, solve some of our problems. That's all I have.
So we'll move on to the Treasurer's Financial Report.
Mr. Johnson, we received Mr. Johnson's information. Do you have anything to add to that, Mr. Johnson?
I do not.
Any other questions to Mr. Johnson's report? Then I move to accept the Treasurer's report as presented.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Hannon, second by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to the Budget Commission acceptance of amounts and rates.
I think it's discussed the rates, you just accept it.
I think we could discuss it, yeah. We could talk about Exhibit A.
Okay. I'll move to accept that this report pertaining to Exhibit A. If there any questions to it.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hannon. Second by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion?
You want to say anything for the record, Mr. Johnson, about it?
No, I mean, these are the same rates that were passed, I think, in January. It's required to be done twice by the county auditor because they're on account. They keep track on a calendar year, and the taxes run on a calendar year, and we run on a fiscal year. So they make you do the same resolution basically twice. So if it looked familiar to you, that's why. But, it's just a requirement.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to the Personnel Committee. Mr. Saganich, chairperson.
Do you want to read these?
Yeah.
Okay. First item is a resolution to approve the following supplemental contracts for the 2015-2016 school year. John Fields is assistant girls track coach for $2,000. Emily Dulsack is a volunteer assistant girls track coach for no compensation. Michelle Titus is an assistant softball coach for $2,000. And Cindy Robinson is a volunteer assistant softball coach for no compensation. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above supplemental contracts. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Next item is a resolution to approve the following personnel for professional leave. Emily Brown to attend the meeting with seniors at TCTC in Champion on the 9th of February, no compensation, or no charge, rather. Emily Brown to attend the TCESC counselors meeting in Niles on the 18th of February, no charge. Kathy Woods to attend the alternative assessment test prep at Roosevelt Elementary on the 22nd of February, substitute $80. Jody Conway to attend the alternative assessment pre-testing at McDonald High School on the 3rd, 15th, and 17th of March, substitute $240. Dana LaRicia to attend the alternate assessment pre-testing at McDonald High School on the 3rd, 17th of March, substitute $160. Tom Senich to attend the ABCs of Conduct Unbecoming, Athletes, Boundaries, and Coaches in Niles on the 7th of March, substitute $80. Dan Williams, who attend the Administrative Leadership Conference in Niles on the 7th of March, substitute $80. Patricia Worrell to attend the District Leadership Meeting in Niles on the 9th substitute of March, substitute $80. And Chuck Looney to attend the District Leadership Meeting in Niles on the 9th of March, substitute $80. Danielle DeChalice to attend the District Leadership Meeting at TCESC in Niles on the 9th of March, substitute $80. And Dana LaRicia to attend the District Leadership Meeting at TCESC in Niles on the 9th of March, substitute $80. Emily Brown to attend a counselor's meeting in Niles on the 17th of March, no charge. Chuck Mooney to chaperone the senior field trip to New York on April 1st, substitute $80. Angela Sanson to chaperone the senior field trip to New York on the 1st of April, substitute $80. Renee If to chaperone the senior field trip to New York on April 1st, substitute $80. Dana LaRicia to attend the Ohio Longitudinal Transition Study in Boardman on the 19th of April, no charge. Brian Backer to chaperone the 8th grade field trip in Washington, D.C. on May 2nd and 3rd, substitute $160. And Chuck Mooney to also chaperone the 8th grade field trip in Washington, D.C. May 2nd and 3rd, substitute $160. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above professional leaves. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Move on to C, Program Policy Committee. Mrs. Claes, chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item number one is open enrollment for next school year, 2016-2017. There's a resolution to adopt an open enrollment policy that permits enrollment of students from all other districts in accordance with existing policy. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the open enrollment policy. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Item number two, school calendar. Resolution to adopt the 2016-2017 school calendar for McDonald Local School District. Please see Exhibit B. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above calendar. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Who does this? Who, this comes from you, the superintendent?
Superintendent.
Did the teacher have any involvement in this?
Teachers are shown and given opportunity to give comment.
If they disagree with you, what happens? I'm just, I'm trying to understand the process.
Mostly I get my way. But I listen. Our calendar is pretty consistent in that, which tends to be the case in most districts.
Do we tend to work off the TC as well?
Well, you know what?
Have a balance with them?
Transportation-wise, that, but nobody goes strictly with the Career Center, which is, and frankly, district superintendents get tired of hearing the Career Center superintendents complain about it all the time. But, and that may have been an issue, but our calendar, I think, has pretty much been close to the same for many years, which is the case in most school districts.
Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Item number three, College Credit Plus Master Agreements. Resolution to approve the College Credit Plus Master Agreements between the McDonald Local School District and the following: Kent State University, it's Exhibit C, and Eastern Gateway Community College, which is Exhibit D. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above agreements. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Is it safe to assume that these are form agreements where we really don't have an opportunity to negotiate anything? It's kind of a, here's the deal.
In fact, we didn't even get one from YSU this year because we approved it last year and nothing changed.
Okay.
I'm not real sure what changed with Kent and Eastern, but...
I assumed as much as...
Yeah. Big dog.
Right.
Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
We'll move on to D, Building and Grounds Operations Committee. Mrs. Harvey, chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item one, gymnasium bleacher project. So long in coming. Resolution to approve the proposal from GPD Group to provide architectural and engineering services in connection with the replacement of the bleachers in the Robert H. McCleary Gymnasium at an estimated cost of $12,733. And you can see Exhibit E for the breakdown. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above proposal.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
We'll move on to the treasurer's report.
Really have no report. Everything's going well and right on forecast. We'll do maybe a little bit more in May when we release a new forecast, but pretty much mirroring the original one, so we're in good shape, really good shape.
Move on to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just have a couple of items. I had mentioned to you last week, we had a team of 13 teachers, administrators, counselors attend the district leadership team data day at the ESC. It was the first opportunity we had to really look into our report card and the data that surrounds it. I do think maybe hopefully next month we can kind of present that to you, as we're still working on a couple of things. But for the most part, we're very pleased with the report card. The one area that we seem to fall short on is with gifted, and we've got a lot of good discussion with ESC personnel about how to address that. I don't want to minimize some of the problems that we had, but we were told that only 15 or 16 districts in the entire state met the requirements for met the indicators for gifted. There's other issues involved with that that make it hard for districts to meet, but there are other things that we realize we can do to identify these kids either earlier or identify them and provide better service to them. And especially at the elementary levels where most of that comes in, and Mr. Vecchione and his staff had a real good discussion about some things that they might be able to do. Toward that end, and what we had gone ahead and done is built in 2 waiver days to our calendar for next year, where one of it will be discussing addressing two issues primarily, the gifted, but also vertical communication, and having teachers grades K to 12 meeting with each other. And one of the things that's never really occurred in our profession is this vertical communication. And we believe first grade language arts teachers should kind of have an idea what a 12th grade language arts teacher is doing and what the sequence and progression is all the way through. Also, it ensures, and I know we've done curriculum mapping in the past, but looking at that again and making sure that we're meeting standards at the appropriate time. I'm mostly pleased to report, you know, we did, as all other districts in the county have been doing, we had to test all of our water fountains for lead content, and we tested 57 water fountains. And as I told you, some genius who designed the elementary school thought it'd be a great idea to put a water fountain in every classroom. Surprisingly, every single water fountain in the high school came back with levels to, if there were any levels, they were too low to determine. And of the 40 of our water fountains district-wide, had levels, or had no discernible level, was the official term. We had a few with minimal amount, and what they recommend is if you have a level that's 15 parts per billion, that's you need to address that fountain. We had one fountain that tested at 20 parts per billion. We had one that tested at 13.5, so I thought we might as well retest both of those. And those samples were taken today and taken to the lab, so we should get the results by the end of the week or early next week. The first sample is water sitting, and then if we detect it, then they want a sample after the water's been running for 5 minutes so that we know what's in the lead. And what they're telling us, the primary source now is, and even when the elementary school was built, because it goes up to about 2007 or 9, that when they were putting installing these and welding the copper pipe, there's lead in the weld material. That's only been in the last 6 or 8 years that they're no longer, that lead is no longer in the weld. So we're looking at that. And I think Mr. Vecchione and a lot of the teachers in the elementary school think it would be a good idea if we capped off a lot of those drinking fountains anyway. So we'll be looking at doing that this summer. As we've mentioned, we have the building walkthrough Saturday morning that is open. We'll be here at 9 o'clock, and wear jeans, wear old shoes. I'm sure we're taking places that John and Tom snuck to many, many years ago, but...
I think the statute of limitations is run on that one.
There's no video.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping.
You have a copy, each of you have a copy of the report that Mr. O'Connell, we again thank him for putting that together. You also have draft copies in your folders of job descriptions for the administrative positions that were proposed. As we try to move, want to start moving forward on some of these issues, I'd appreciate if you'd take some time and look through those. Any comments or questions? You know how to get in touch with me. I think I'm here all month, so I'll be happy to sit down and talk to you, or whatever your wishes are.
One quick question on the water fountain. I'm sure are the ones that we noted the levels, or we just shut
them
out?
Yeah, those were shut down.
Yeah, so nobody's using them in the meantime. Yeah, yes. Okay, just so that was on the record there. Right. Any questions?
Wait a second. I have a question. Because I used to work in lead poisoning prevention. So what grade level were those fountains that had the 15 and the 13 parts per billion?
The 13 was second grade. Second?
Is it in the classroom?
113. Second or third?
Second grade.
I will follow that, and I'll follow that.
And the 20 was Mrs. Dolcek, which is
sixth.
Okay.
Fifth grade, over there.
Sixth. Okay.
So there were classroom water fountains?
So.
Hallway water fountains, classroom.
These were classroom water fountains, yes.
And then the next question I would have is, have we offered to have those students?
We have not.
Tested for blood levels in their system.
We.
Now, I mean, what I will say is that normally the most dangerous time is from birth to age 6, and they're beyond that. However, it does neurological damage to children, and it might be a good idea if we contacted Trumbull County to see if they could
and
let the parents know.
Okay. Just one statement.
Yes.
I honestly don't know anyone who uses those fountains in their rooms.
Before you go through all that,
mine doesn't even work.
Teachers.
Check if it's a working, drinkable fountain.
I always use the hallway. I mean, you might have talked to those two teachers.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they allow, I think everyone allows like a water bottle. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I allow water bottles.
I don't know that anyone wants to use.
Well, they're very awkward water fountains. They sit on the sink.
I know.
So it's almost like you'd have to lean up and get on the sink to get to the water fountain. It's a really weird design that they put
in. Okay, so I'm just, just as...
But there's no guarantee.
So if they're not using it, if they, that's fine. But just because there has been so much in the news related to this lately, we should just give them... Pardon?
Their lead level could come.
Oh, absolutely.
If they tested positive,
water is not the biggest source. Yeah. Our house.
I would bet that they don't even use them.
Use them because the water is warm that comes out of them.
It is. It's just warm.
Like a
The initial test was what I think they call it a draw, and that was Pam and Tom had to come into the buildings early, and the water had to be sitting for at least 8 hours. And that's when they drew those samples. So out of all those, it was then only the two. And again, the one was it did not hit the 15
right.
parts, but it was close enough. We thought let's get this tested. So the samples that were taken today, the water had to be running for 5 minutes. Then they took the sample. So when we get that back, then we'll have a better sense of if there's.
Actually an issue. Okay. Thank you.
Move on to item 13. Any other items of discussion? Okay. Hearing none. We don't go to adjournment, right? Because we're going to go into executive session. We'll move to executive session. I know we'd like to have Mr. Rosten and Mr. Johnson join us in the executive session.
At what time are we going in?
It is 7:57. Can I get a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Motion made by Mrs. Harvey, second by Mr. Hannon. The executive session, I should add too, will be for employment and compensation. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Thank you. We can, if everybody wants to stay here, we can move out, or we can give them a couple minutes to see if they're, I don't think too many people are going to want to stay.
I wouldn't imagine.
I should stay on me.